The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Mike Morford, host of The Murder of My Family. While we're in between episodes, I want to invite you to listen to something new that you might enjoy. Everyone loves a good bit of gossip. Go inside the juiciest stories on Clickbait with Bachelor Nation. Host Tayshia Adams, Hannah Ann Sluss, and Joe Amablay know what it's like to live in the spotlight. They've seen that fame can mean being praised, adored, and sabotaged, sometimes all in the same day. On Clickbait, they share what they've learned from their wild days at Bachelor Mansion to bring you a new kind of celebrity news podcast. Each week, they break down the biggest stories in pop culture, dissecting every outrageous headline, debunking every celebrity rumor, and sorting through what's truly clickbait and what's real. And with these three, the arguments about Hollywood scandals will be as dramatic as the headlines themselves. Every week features a different celebrity guest dishing unfiltered opinions on the gossip of the day. You won't want to miss these hilarious, explosive revelations. You're about to hear a preview of Clickbait with Bachelor Nation, where the hosts talk about the pitfalls and perks of dating as a celebrity and well-known TV personality. To hear the whole story, you can listen to the entire episode now. Subscribe to Clickbait with Bachelor Nation on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Wondery app, or wherever you're listening now. Enjoy the preview, and I'll see you back here soon with an all-new episode of The Murder of My Family.
We were all on reality TV.
Yeah.
And the thing about reality TV is it's addicting. It's addicting to the watcher, but is it addicting? Like here, NeNe Leakes, she left before. She's leaving for one season. She's been on for 13 seasons. She's an actor, YouTube. Do you think reality TV is addicting to the star? How do you guys feel?
I think it could be. You know, I mean, she has such a strong fan base. I mean, I'm a NeNe Leakes supporter, and I'm going to be missing her. I'm going to be commenting on her photos. I want you back on Housewives. I mean, that's kind of like how it would be for like any one of us. Like, you know, we have like supporters and stuff. If they wanted us back on, like that might influence our decision.
Me, myself, I have said I will never, because I was always like, I'm not doing that. I'm definitely not doing that. Well, look where my ass went. I went straight to paradise. I got on that beach and I called myself Flirtatia. Like, who is that?
Yeah, I agree. Because I'm the same way. Like right now, I'm like, I'm done dating on TV. I'll never go back on. But as soon as I get that call, yo, you want to go back on paradise? And be like, yeah, I'll be back. I'll be there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like when they give you a little bit of attention, you get all excited and you're like, wait, it's like that ex-boyfriend. It's like, oh, I'm so over him. And then when he starts hitting you up, you're like, hey.
Hey, what's good? What's good? Exactly. Yeah. Like, I hate him. Oh my God. Hi, babe.
It's a high, right? I mean, being on TV, attention,
anytime you're taking a risk, it's exciting. It's like those endorphins are up. And like going on reality TV is such a risk. Ooh, such a risk. I mean,
yes. And we've definitely learned the good sides of that and the bad sides.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I agree. I'm never going to go back, but never say never. So.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, never say never. Well, that's something we're probably going to have to tell Drew Barrymore, because Drew Barrymore is actually considering swearing off men because she just doesn't have the bandwidth anymore. Honestly, I kind of like understand where she's coming for or coming from. To be honest, Joe, it's because you guys are all too much. I'll tell you that much. But honestly, for me, I just feel like there's so much that I'm just not willing to get. I don't want to do time and time and time again to get to know somebody. So, and honestly, for someone like Drew Barrymore, I could totally see how she doesn't want to like talk about even being an actor and doing all that kind of stuff. She just wants to find someone real. And how often do you find that?
That's one of the joys in life, is getting to know someone and like re-falling in love and falling in love. Like that, to me, is like one of the biggest joys in life. Like, I'll repeat it. I don't know. I also think Yeah, it is hard to get to know somebody because then you got to reopen up again. You got to possibly get hurt again, arguments again, everything. So I get how it's exhausting, but at the same time, like being alone sucks, right?
But after a while. On top of that, I mean, I can like relate to her to like a small degree. It's like if she goes on a coffee date with someone and it gets picked up, then next thing you know, everyone knows about it. And like that's right. happened to me before. It's like when things are taken to like the media about you two, like about you dating someone or even going to coffee with someone, it just like puts an element of pressure to feel like, oh my gosh, like the whole world thinks we're dating, you know?
Yeah.
When you're like going to coffee.
Right. And actually, I have heard that from multiple people of just saying like, I'm just not ready for the public to know about that stuff yet. But also Drew is like so successful and
she's super famous. I mean,
but you, when you get in a relationship, you kind of put that yourself on the back burner and that starts to be your number one priority. And she just says she doesn't have time for it again. Do you guys feel like you guys are ready to start dating right now?
I try to not focus on it, right? I feel like when I'm focused, like, ooh, I want to date. I'm going to look for someone. That's when it's exhausting, at least for me. I would never swear it. Like, I don't want to be alone. Like, being alone, like I said, being alone sucks. So, yeah, I mean, I want to date, but I'm not like, I wouldn't focus on it, I guess.
Let it come naturally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I love that.
And I just feel like COVID's, like, changed dating. Not only, like, our lives. It's just played a huge effect into our lifestyles. Like, what am I supposed to do? Like, I do want to get to know people, but at the same time, it's like, I can't just be going out on dates on the weekends, like, you know, you end up seeing like three different people. It's just like not suitable for quarantine. Our life right now.
Yeah, but also are they clean and do they have corona? Like,
yeah, like you really can't date right now.
Or chlamydia. That would be bad.
Oh my God, Joe, what the hell?